Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about grown man gaming. Get shot probably from a grown man aiming. Call of Duty Black Ops, bring it to your chat box. Turn your speakers on, sit back and relax. And listen to these grown men talk games. Other people do it, yeah, but they're all lame. Talking all genres, covering all lanes. You can call in, cause we're covering all games.
Grown man gaming. Tune in and enhance your experience.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Grown Man Gaming. I don't know what episode. I forget every week.
We on nine, Chase.
Well, yeah, so this is episode 9. Petty Mac was not able to make it in today. He's sick. So send him a tweet telling him he's asked for being sick on Thursdays. But we got, of course, Aaron in here. Myself,
what up?
We got a guest in here, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yo, this is Mike, or you can know me as Grown Folks on Twitter. I got your back like a bra strap. I'm your man 100 grand. What's popping?
What up?
What's good?
So
with
you got
Mike?
You got some info you got you want to get to the people. So let's go ahead.
Yeah,
we want to hear about the beginning
definitely.
And the end of the show with that.
Yo, most definitely. First of all, I just want to give y'all congratulations for having your show. Heard about it. It's popping. I also like to want to say thank you so much for having me on Six Man Radio. You know, Aaron is cool dude. I mean, Aaron's cooler than a polar bear, you dig? And so I'm excited about it. Yeah, I just want to give a couple shout-outs. Number one is I'm the Director of Public Relations and Strategic Marketing for Yaush. Yaush, damn it! And Yaush, damn it! Make sure to check us out. Yaush, make sure to check out Elgato. We're partnered with them. Y'all can start your commentary videos. When you go to Elgato Gaming, use the Yaush promo code to get you 50% off. I know everybody wants to save some pennies. You can buy some ramen, some Kool-Aid, some whatever. You know what I mean? Some ho-hos.
Make sure you get the grape
also,
Kool-Aid, though.
That's right. Grape drink. And then definitely, we're going to – I don't know if y'all are going to be – any of y'all are going to be at E3 – in June, but we're going to be at E3. If y'all going to E3, just give me a text and let me know. Make sure to holler at you. Again, my Twitter handle is at GrownFolksTV1, number one.
That's it.
That's what's up.
That's it. Well, yeah, there's a whole heap of information. They're like, what's the code? how do they go get the code, goddammit? He said, here's the code. They didn't get a code.
Yo, the promo code is Yaush.
Oh, the promo code. Oh, shit. You said that's 15% off?
Yeah, the promo code is Yaush. I know Aaron said he was going to put the all the links in y'all's description, so make sure to check out their links.
Everything's in the description, yeah.
Yeah,
man,
you have any
questions? In the description. If you don't know how to spell Yaush, it's all in the description, all that.
Yeah.
Don't
have to
spell Yaush. Slap you.
But, yeah, definitely, if y'all have any questions, feel free to hit me up on Twitter. I'll answer any questions that I can regarding Yaush. And also, yo, if there's any sponsors out there listening, hit me up. You know what I mean?
Right. All right, so we always like to start the show off with a little bit of news. Now, there ain't really been nothing big this last week. Now, normally a week you hear some stuff, but the only thing that I do have for the viewers or listeners, I got like two things. They're not really that big. Number one, Doom 4 is in development for next-gen consoles. And for those that don't know, Doom was like the pair of first-person shooters that was real popular. And then Call of Duty, you know, after that, a lot of elements of Doom are a lot of shooters. But, like, it's a different style for the most part. Like the way people play Call of Duty is going to be a lot different than the way people play Doom. Like, you play, you know, sitting in corners and all that on Rick Games, Unreal Tournament, and Doom, and Gold, and that, you getting the fuck out. They're going to kick you out the party or out the house, and you're not allowed to play. So, if any of y'all played Doom, by the way, which one of y'all played that?
Yeah, I'm older generation, so I played the shit out of Doom. I'd be in art class playing the shit out of Doom.
Yeah,
bro, I remember I'd be in art class in school, high school playing the shit out of Doom. That's
yeah,
all
Yeah, I definitely got down on Doom. I'm a old school. See, I've been gaming. Yo, I've been gaming since 1986. That gives you my age right there, player. So I haven't played Doom. My first first-person shooter was GoldenEye on the Super Nintendo. Dig that. That's going back.
That was everybody. That's a that's the classic. Well, see, a lot of the our generation ain't going to ever get to play that, but. That shit.
That's a damn shame too.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Let me ask you all this, and I'll start with you. What do you think about the current state of FPS games compared to what they were, as far as the way people play and things like that, back when Doom and Unreal and all those games was really popping, and Call of Duty was on a corner, you know, it wasn't out just yet.
Well, I'll say this. I'll say the leaderboards is what really fucked everything up. Or like, well, maybe not the leaderboards, but the barracks, like your KD, your win-loss.
Yeah,
and I think
yeah.
that's what's fucked up. Nobody didn't give two fucks about that when Doom was out. I'd be running around crazy as fuck, not giving two shits, which I still do.
Yeah.
But I think that was part. I think that's part of my makeup now as a gamer is the older games like Doom, because you would just run around shooting shit and you didn't give two fucks about your stats. So I think stats is what's fucked it all up.
What about you, Mike? What you got?
Yeah, I will concur with that statement also. But I mean, let me play devil's advocate here. Be, you know, someone that does marketing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they do have to add different elements to the game. I'm not defending them. I'm just pointing out some facts. They do have to add different elements to the game in order to make the game more enticing, have better marketability, but I think they could have done that with, you know, enhanced graphics, a better engine, you know, more options in the game without having to just rely on stats, barracks, standing leaderboards. Because that's true. I mean, he's right when he's saying that is people now, if you hear him when you go into parties, game parties, they talk about their KD, their win-loss, and that's all they focus on, and they kind of forget that at the end of the day, it's a video game. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
It's supposed to be fun, but how many times, because I've done this many times, how many times you play the damn game, and you're like, oh, you're with your boys, and you're cracking and joking for the first 45 minutes, and all of a sudden everybody in the party's like, oh, that's bullshit. What the fuck? Oh, damn. Hell no. Nah. You know, I'm getting off. You know what I mean?
That is for me.
30 seconds.
Right.
Yeah, man.
So,
you type 45 minutes, get shit.
I mean, but you see what I'm saying, though? So,
yeah.
Stats, and, you know, there's other things that have made it not as fun, but that's kind of one of the main things is it's taking the fun out of gaming. Absolutely. I agree with Aaron 100%.
Okay. Looks like we got a caller already. Aaron, you want to grab that?
Yeah, we can grab
what
that.
What I think, though, is, I mean, I don't know how much of it is. I know it's definitely stats. Like, dudes be like, yo, what's your KD? And I'm like, yo, fam, what's your win-loss, though? And then I'd be looking, they'd be at a 3 KD with the .35 win-loss. So I'm like, fam, you're ass. You probably quit games every time you don't get your 3, and then you turn your Xbox and PlayStation back on after you pull the plug out to keep your stats up. And I feel like a lot of what's changed has been like the way they design maps. Like if you think about the maps back from back in the day, they was a lot more simple. And there was, I mean, there's always gonna be corners, obviously, because just bad design. There's gonna have to be corners, but like the way they put these objects in these secret rooms and these buildings
right.
and these three-story and two-story buildings, that shit never used to be like that. Like I'm thinking about specifically GoldenEye 7's map and like the facility. That map there, that had the little compartment with the bathroom, and people there used to like to hide in there, but that wasn't really where the main traffic went. They put these weird-ass spaces that everybody's going to try to get to right in the middle of traffic, and then they just get free kills. They'll shoot grenade launchers from up top. That's another thing that wasn't in games like that. We didn't have no grenade launchers. We ain't have no goddamn knife on gold. Now, you had to slap somebody. I think you had to slap them 3 times to get a kill. Now, I think that's a little ridiculous, but...
Chase is a little homie on here. He got a pretty decent question. I think we can go ahead and let him get his question, and really, since we're pretty much on the subject anyway.
Yeah.
So here he comes. His name's Nate. Name's Nate.
What's up, Nate?
Keith?
What you got? How you doing, bro?
I was watching, I'm like a huge fan of the YouTube, by the way, but I was watching your video. It was about like why Call of Duty is ass and stuff. And you was talking about like Battlefield 3 and like how Battlefield 4 actually, and how it was like a simulation game and how Call of Duty is like an arcade game. So I was like wanting to know what's the difference between the two. And if you think that Battlefield 4 would be good enough to even like have a competition with the next Call of Duty. I went away from Black Ops 2, and my friend hooked me up with Battlefield 3, and I'm playing it. It's kind of hard and all, but it's real nice. So.
All right. Well, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna answer, and then I'm gonna get the other guys in on this too. But all right. So like the arcade shooter, Call of Duty is the only arcade shooter, only relevant arcade shooter. That's like the game you get out there. There's really no tactics. It doesn't take a team. Like, for real, you get on Call of Duty, play solo, and you can win the game for the whole squad. The maps are small enough. You don't even need a mic. Like, Battlefield, like, you need a mic. It's more to it than just running through. Like, you can't go... I mean, I done got, like, four or five-man sprays. Not all the time, but every now and again. Like, that'll only happen on an arcade shooter like Call of Duty, with the guns killing that fast, with the health regeneration that regenerates very fast. If you play Battlefield, you know, when you get shot and your shit get down to like 12%, you got to go lay in the grass somewhere and let it fill up. You're going to have to wait about 30 seconds for it to get full too. So that's another thing. The maps are much, much bigger. They have tanks and vehicles and all this stuff. Call of Duty, and then, you know, the no kill streak thing. That's another thing. Call of Duty has things that you string enough kills together, they'll just start dropping kills for you, and it's a lot of the work you don't necessarily have to do yourself. So that's really what the difference is. I mean, they're all video games at the end of the day, and it's not supposed to be realistic, but like when you think about arcade shooter versus simulation is just a little bit more realistic, but not too realistic.
So do you think Battlefield 4 is gonna be good enough?
I think, you know what it is, though? Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
I think it'd be good enough, but I don't think it has a big enough fan base to knock out Call of Duty.
Mike, what you think?
Well, let me ask. What I'll do is I'll chime in on the first question about the difference between arcade shooter and simulation, and then I'll give you my opinion on the whole issue of Battlefield 4 versus Call of Duty franchise. First thing is, I agree with Chase is saying, but I'll also add that the difference is on an arcade shooter, physics don't apply, okay? They don't have any real-life physics. I mean, you've noticed yourself. You play all the duties. It got really bad in Modern Warfare 2, but the knifing. I mean, a dude will teleport like Morpheus up in that sumbitch and knife you around the corner. You know
Hell
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been knifed up a stairway before, dude stabbed me in my butt cheeks. It's like, what? And then also, you know, calling in dogs, they just appear out of nowhere, you know what I mean? A dude's going to teleport up into a freaking AC-130 and start shooting people. Yeah, that's an arcade shooter. Battlefield, the physics are different. You notice that when you play with it. When you run around with an LMG, the son of a bitch is heavy, okay? It has kick. There's recoil. There's tactics involved. You can't just run around by yourself like Rambo up in that son of a bitch and start killing everybody and then call in dogs and, you know, all the other kids. So those are the differences in physics, mechanics, you know, that's probably, and just the way the scoring is done. Now, the issue of Battlefield 4 or that franchise compared to Call of Duty franchise, the reason why I don't think it's going to be it out is because Call of Duty's branding has been established. You can go to anywhere. I mean, anywhere. You go to Indochina and they'll know what damn freaking Call of Duty is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. There'll be a dude pop out of a bowl of rice like, oh yeah, Call of Duty. Okay. But you go to, you know, same thing with Battlefield, it'll be known but not as known. So people will go buy it just because it's Call of Duty. They could come out with two turds with shotguns, literally two pieces of shit with a shotgun on the screen, and they'll play it because it's Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? So that's why. Now, do I think it's going to be a better game? I think the Frost engine is a better engine because the engine that Call of Duty is using is like 5, 6, 7 years old.
A little older than that. I think they're actually using the Quake 3 engine, bro. Quake 3.
Right, okay. So yeah, it's older than that. So the mechanics of Battlefield, yes, they'll be better. The game, the play will probably be a better experience, but will it outsell it? I don't think so.
So let me go ahead and add to that. What I was going to say was Battlefield 4 is probably going to be a good game, but what happens is if games don't have Call of Duty elements in them, the people that are real big into Call of Duty don't want to play it. And plus, I mean, we got to be honest. If you get on Battlefield or Crysis or Gears of War, any of these other shooters, for that first couple hours, maybe couple days, you gonna get your ass whooped because you're going to have to learn how to play the game. Call of Duty, I mean, like I'm gonna let my little nephew play the game, and you know, I bet you he can get some kills. Now he's not gonna go 20-2, but I bet you he can go 5-15. And there's no way a 5-year-old should be able to kill anybody, but that's the thing with that game. It's like almost anybody can pick it up and play and not necessarily feel like they're getting shit on. Like, they try to make the game work for everybody. That's why they had these, you know, the little kids love to use the sniper rifles, so they make it easier to use the sniper rifles with no recoil. What was that?
No, I laughed.
They got the shotguns for the people that like to run out shotguns. They got target finders for people that can't aim to give you generous hit markers. All these things they have. And then when you go to look at a Battlefield, it's not even a question of is the game actually going to be better. It's are people going to actually want to learn how to play it and go out and buy the game. And most of the time, I would say no. I mean, I got friends. They played the Battlefield demo or beta. And they realized how hard it was. They canceled their pre-orders, and they back on Call of Duty. So we'll see. I mean, Call of Duty at this point is going to keep killing itself if it continues on the path it is with the game mechanics. Not the actual game. The game itself, with the way they put things together, is good. There are some flaws, but like the game mechanics itself, there's a problem. The connection and all that shit. And if that continues, then there's going to be another game, and it might not be Battlefield. It could just be a game that comes out next gen.
So, I have another question though.
All right.
So do you believe that because of how easy it is to play the game, that you think they're gonna be like 2K of basketball, like nobody's gonna be messing with them because of how easy it is to play? Because I did just bought Battlefield 3, and this game is hard as hell to play. Like,
yeah, you probably whack.
I'm getting smashed. I try to use a jet and I crash. Like, it's just too hard. The shoot is it's so hard to shoot in Battlefield compared to Call of Duty.
That's what really the difference between an arcade shooter and a simulation shooter to me.
There you go.
Is basically an arcade shooter, you can just point and shoot. A simulation shooter, you got to take into consideration like wind downfall. I forget the exact terminology for it, but
bullet drop.
You got to take into account all that. Like, working as a team is a must in Battlefield. You cannot play solo in that game. I mean, you can.
Your name's Nate, right?
Yeah.
Let me give you a tip. The gun, because I've played Battlefield 3. I haven't played it for a while, but I used to play it a lot. The gun in Battlefield 3 that's probably really, really well-rounded is the MP7. The MP7 with that with a red dot attachment is going to help you out.
All
right. I recommend if you're new to the Battlefield franchise, I recommend you find a couple people to play with.
Yeah, got a couple friends to play with. I just keep getting scraped.
See, but you got to keep playing, man. Yeah, Call of Duty, like, they'll start helping you. They'll get you death streaks and all this other bullshit to help you. Like, oh, you can't get no kills. You die 4 times in a row. Let me give you this exploding C4. The next person that kills you is going to get blew to hell. That shit don't happen on simulation shooters, man.
No, hell
no.
But thanks for answering my questions.
Oh, you're welcome. No, thanks for calling in, you know?
All right, take care.
All right, brother. All right, before we take our next caller, we want to go ahead and hop into the next subject. Y'all got anything else to add? We were just basically talking about Doom and FPS for the most part. I guess some news nobody has.
I think we covered all that on that. We can go on to the next topic, I believe.
All right, I got some news nobody would give a shit about, though. So I'm going to just say it anyway. But, you know, typically, like, when there's movies, like, real hot, like, superhero movies, they tend to drop these games for them. So there's actually a Deadpool game coming out. Guess who owns it, though? So you know it can't be good. Activision.
Ooh.
Oh,
Activision
God.
Activision does?
Activision owns it, and they just laid off 40 people from the development team from the game. So,
wow.
So, in y'all experiences, like, real shit, like, how many games that have had movies were actually good, like, superhero games?
The Marvel team up was pretty good.
From this generation, though? What was it called?
Forgot the name. It's a Marvel. I forgot the name of it. It was
DC Universe. Well, no, that wasn't it. It ain't had
no.
It's
an action game. Kind of a. It's an action game. It's there's no multiplayer on it. It's a fun single player game. But I mean, Marvel versus Capcom was pretty fun. But I mean, I don't know if that really counts though.
No, it needs to have a movie. Like, so you remember, like, when X-Men Origins Wolverine came out, there was a game.
Oh,
for that.
Yeah.
Iron Man.
Think about that one. Now that you mentioned that game, though, that's the game I'm going to go with. That game, I thought that game was awesome.
What, Iron Man?
No. Hell no. Nah.
Oh.
Definitely not. No, that X-Men Wolverine's Origins. I thought that game was fucking awesome.
Ass, Aaron.
No. No.
You for real?
Oh, I'm for real. Man, I played that game twice through. It's very many, very rarely will you see. Yeah, I swear to God. I thought that game was. But I'm a huge X-Men fan, though. I mean, I don't know if you had to take that into consideration or not.
Yeah, my man let me borrow it. I got that shit sitting right here. I played this game for a couple hours. Don't get me wrong. The gameplay itself was fun, but like, as an overall package and just complete body of work, this shit was dog shit. Like, this is, I couldn't figure out what was worse than this or the Pirates of the Caribbean 3. My girl bought that for $6.
Oh, wow.
Goddamn.
This shit was garbage, man.
Yo, if I had a PlayStation, I would buy that game from you, Chase. I swear, I love that
God.
Game.
I'll get this shit away. I'm about to do a giveaway. Like and favorite, bro. Like and favorite. Free Pirates. But I'm trying to think of one single game that had a movie with it, and it was good. And I cannot do this generation.
I can't think of one.
Who's ever listening out there right now, call in with what you think is a hot game that was going to be a movie or started out as a movie and it turned into a video game. Call in with your game and let us know. Because I want to know, goddamn
it. That's what I'm saying. This Deadpool is going to be whack. Like, I seen they dropped a trailer, like, last year. And he was clowning. So the character was, he was cool. He was funny. He was clowning. You know what? The Amazing Spider-Man game was all right. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. Neither wasn't worth the $60. But it wasn't terrible.
You know, that's where I'm going to have to disagree with you there. I thought that game was total ass.
Did you?
Yeah, I played like maybe an hour and a half of it. I bought it, too, while I was in Florida. You know what I'm saying? I bought it while I was down there. So I'm like, yo, I'll play this while I'm home chilling, or at the hotel chilling, I mean. And I played that shit. I played it for an hour and a half, and I ain't played it since. When I got back
you
home, I gave that shit
that?
Away. Yeah, while I was in Florida, I was like, yo, I'll just sit here
while
I'm at the hotel.
You take a loss for that. Yeah, I mean, it was... See, that's one of them games, like, just because of price tag, and that's my thing. Like, we got, actually, before we even go on, we got two people. We got 803. Let's go ahead and grab him first, and then we'll get to 267, and then we'll see who got a game out of that list or whatever they had.
All right, here, I'll go ahead and bring the 803 in.
Screen him in, brother. So I'm trying to think. Mike, did you ever play that? Did you play any games this gen from a movie? Yeah.
I haven't played. Yo, the last video game that I played that was from a movie was motherfucking E.T. and that shit was that shit was trash.
E.T.?
Yeah, they came out with E.T. for the Atari 2600 back in the day. You know what I'm saying? When I was still snacking on popcorn and Jell-O pops and shit as a kid, and that motherfucking game was doo doo. Yo, if you look it up, if you Google it, yo, I was like that. That's actually considered the worst game in gaming history. Is E.T.
I thought it was Superman 64.
No,
I
think I think they're like neck and neck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I played that. If we going back far, that the worst shit I probably ever played was remember the Beethoven the movie with the dogs and shit.
Oh yeah.
I played Beethoven Second on Sega, fam. I don't know why my mom bought that shit. That game was ass. And you know if it's ass when you a kid and you'll play anything, you know it's really truly trash. And that was a game for me. I'm like, I couldn't believe that. I mean, there was like over like 3,000 games on Super Nintendo and Sega. Like every movie that dropped, they had a game for that. That Cliffhanger, Terminator, Beethoven, everything. So I'm glad they really put the axe on it as far as that goes. But when these superhero games drop, man, they be dropping that hot doo-doo. Like that Iron Man, I think that's the worst rated game from this gen. Like I think it was on both console, both PS3 and Xbox, and they just never got a good review at all.
Yeah, that shit was DDOA, yo. That shit was doo doo on arrival, yo.
That might be my new shit right there, yo. Doo doo on arrival, like yeah, like some stuff take a while and you play it, and then it's like after a while it's like this is bad, but when it's bad right out the box, like that's such a disappointment. And that's why I was happy, like my man let me borrow this, and then after I played the Wolverine, I had to start questioning him as a gamer, like is this what we play? And you beat this? You ain't a gamer no more. He paid $60.
Hey, we got a little homie on here, Chase. He's gonna tell you his favorite movie that was turned into a game. Go ahead, little homie.
All right, what's that? What's your name, man?
Jeremiah Weezy. Is this on my KC?
IKC ain't, he wasn't able to make it this week. He'll probably be in next week.
This sound like somebody I know off of YouTube though. Let me just talk. So, Iron Man would be a good game if they would have put it more to the movie Unkitty like, cause on the game, it's really more of a kitty game. But if they would have had it close to the movie, it'll be better or like more action. Like they could have like little activities where you try to save his girlfriend or his wife. Cause in like every scene at the end of the movie, he's always like saving his girl, and one of the, like if they would have the game sequel to the movie to like number two or number one when the guy tried to poison him, and the guy made the little big giant Iron Man, but it wasn't as good as his. If they would have it somewhere close to that, it'll be a pretty good game.
Really?
I think so.
That's what I was saying
during
the screen.
Oh man, I feel like when you gotta change that much to the whole plot and the scene of the game, and that's damn like a whole new game. So.
No, the people that made the game is crazy. They was drinking the noob juice. They did not know what they was doing. Why would you make a game nowhere close to the movie? Because I'm pretty sure if Iron Man movie didn't come out, they would not have made the game. Who was thinking of a man in an iron suit? Not me.
I know that's right. Yeah, I played it and I laughed. I literally laughed at how bad the game was. Well, I didn't spend my own money on it. I wouldn't have been laughing if I spent money on that. So
I took it back after 3 hours.
Hey, we got another homie on here.
Alright.
267. Tell him what's up, 267.
Hello?
What do we got? What up?
Go ahead.
Hey, Jeremiah Weezy. Jeremiah Weezy. That game sucked.
Forget you. I know it sucked.
Iron Man sucked, and there was no way that game was going to be good.
Yes, they could have made it better.
But this is your boy, Jive Turkey, live from the 2-1.
Oh, this Jive Turkey.
Fucking 5. What up?
Oh, that's Jive Turkey.
What's going on, y'all? What's up, Jeremiah?
nothing. Ain't this job working?
I got another game that sucked. It was what? Friday the 13th.
What?
Oh, on Sega? Super?
Oh,
on the NES. Friday the 13th. Oh. It was terrible.
I never knew where to go. You just kept going out random ass rooms. That shit was garbage, bro.
Damn, John.
No, oh my God, that game is terrible.
The only reason why it would suck to me because I was just scared out of my mind.
Yeah, you too young for that.
Suck to me.
Too young for that.
That game was whacker than Slender Man. And Slender Man was horrible, bro.
Yo, tell me if you remember this game, the old school. Remember this? Remember Slaughterhouse from back in the day at the arcade?
I never heard of that. I do remember that, actually.
I remember it vaguely.
I never really played it, though.
Yeah, because the dude had a Jason mask, and you had to go through and kill like monsters and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? I used to play that at the ball now in the pizza shop. Little chubby kid with greasy hands played that damn game for hours, though.
I remember that.
All right, so while we all in here, we all Call of Duty dudes. Even if we don't want to be at this point, because you know that game, I'm just that shit hurts, man. But what do y'all
think? Black Ops 2 is so bad. I'm in my car, by the way.
So Jab, what you think about the new DLC trailer?
Somebody asked me that on my video today, and I never even saw it.
They just dropped it like maybe 2 hours ago.
I'm not watching it. I'm not buying it. I'm not nothing.
You ain't touched the
no
first
more
match?
Money for fail art. No more money for fail
nah.
art.
Nah. If you purchase the league pass or whatever it's called, if you purchase already, you know, of course download it. But if you didn't, do not waste your money on no more Call of Duty map packs.
I took an L for that already.
I don't care if it's Treyarch, Infinity War. Don't waste your money, man. Fix lag.
It's always a win. Hell yeah. I mean, yo, that is, once again, the maps, they got all this shit everywhere. Like, I don't know anybody that actually likes to move that will want all that shit sitting all over the maps. Like, they got
it's
it
crazy,
in their views. Again, now they got this map with stadium, but you can go out into the seats and the rows and shit. So you know people
what?
Will be standing behind the, they will be behind the seats with the target finder pointed at the stage and cold blooded. You can't see them. They can see you clear as day with generous free hit markers and stuff like that.
I heard somebody say that it's going to be a 2025 firing range. Was that true?
Yeah.
I heard that too.
It
ain't on the trailer, though.
It's a different. They called it something different, but it's basically firing range. I forget what
the
name of that map was.
They revamped firing range. Yeah, that's what I heard too. Yeah.
So it's not the firing range.
Maybe,
they gonna bring back.
I think it was like Vertigo or some shit like that. It's basically firing range without the firing range name, is what they were saying on that dashboard video. It was on the dashboard.
Is Lil Weezy still in here?
He's on my Weezy.
Or y'all hung up.
No, you know, I can bring him out. I can bring him back. Josh.
Bring him back in. He cool, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Nah, I'll tell you what up? Gonna say it's firing range without firing range. Why do they do that? Like, you gonna bring back Nuketown? Like, you only gonna put it in the 24/7 playlist? Why not put it in all the playlists?
They said I hung up, but I thought
because
they wanted
and then they gonna redo firing range and not just give us the original
firing
range. Like, I know,
and they kept talking. Oh,
hey, Jeremiah, you online now. We can hear you.
We can hear you, brother.
But, you know, when they go back to the...
Weezy, you online.
But, yeah, I was talking to them. At first, I thought it was IKT.
He don't even know he's on with us.
Yeah, I had to put him back on
mute. Hey, Weezy.
He had to put him back on mute.
Yo, because I'm so excited.
Weezy,
oh,
you back
I
online.
Didn't even know I'm still on.
You on
with us, man.
Oh, I'm on. Oh.
You on.
Oh,
what's your favorite map?
But ain't nobody replied. So I thought
what's your favorite map, man?
So what's the conversation?
What's your favorite
what
map on Black
map
Ops?
The favorite map on Black Ops?
Yeah.
I ain't played Black Ops 2, but I played Black Ops 2. I would probably say, Hijacked. I like Hijacked.
I hate Hijacked.
Every time I get on Hydra, all I do is spawn trap.
We got a Scar Trapper online with us.
I do. I pull up my Scar L with my suppressed, tan them up. With my toughness, they can't get away.
Oh, man. So what do you think? Did you see the new trailer?
Huh?
Weezy, did you see the new trailer?
No, I don't spend my money on them packs.
Great, because I was going to tell you that. I like this guy.
I want the DLC. I just watch it
other
on YouTube.
Other than Spawn Trap,
and
I like this guy.
Yeah. The DLC is funny, man. I like the first map pack, though. I mean, it ain't really necessary.
It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't.
Yeah,
it's been worse.
For me, the straightest map on a new DLC is Grind. I did Grind, yeah.
I mean, I think that's the one that most people, that was most people's favorite out of that. I mean, I don't really, that's the only one that really come up. Like that Mirage.
I like the,
the
one with all the sand, though. I think it was called Mirage.
Mirage ain't bad.
Sorry,
the spawns are real terrible on Grind, though.
Yeah, they are. I think they're terrible
they
in
are.
General. I mean, on Kill Confirmed, like Team Deathmatch, the spawns is decent. Like, they ain't really where they should be, but I can play TDM and have an idea where dudes at. You play Kill Confirm, yo.
You don't know.
I just play multi-team a lot.
I know. I'm the only dude. Yep, you're right. Everybody playing this other shit. I'm playing Team Deathmatch.
I probably played multi-team a lot, about four times.
I never played that.
The whole
never.
Life of the game. Yeah, it's not that fun. Not to me.
I just play multi-team.
I'm one of them cats. I actually play Hardpoint, and I like Hardpoint. It's fast paced. You run around, got to get the area. You know what I'm saying? You got to throw C because I like to throw C4 on people. They get salt and do that, but I like
everybody like to do that now. C4 everywhere.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of dust, man. Well, you know what? Listen, they coming out with a new map pack, right? And
yeah.
They not even addressing lag or any of that stuff, man. What's up with that?
If they can't fix it, if they can't fix it, they can't address it. I think a lot of the stuff they could fix, like the guns, they go in there and change them. But, like, when it's some shit you can't fix, like, you damn near got to ignore it because it's a core mechanic. Like, the camera shit, like, I didn't see, like, when you put your videos up and you look somewhere and you don't see dudes, that same shit happens to me. I just put two videos up in a row with that shit on there. And I show both screenshots, my screen and his. I'm on his screen for like 4 seconds. He never came on my shit, cleaned me up. They can't fix that. So
yo,
they going to act
was,
like it don't
if
happen.
If I was Treyarch or Vondahar or whatever, I would, you know they're all liars. Everybody thinks Vondahar and all this stuff, listen to the community, well, not anymore, but they was, oh, Baba, listen to the community, this and that. I would have took that and ran with it. I would have been like, yo, I got a team. I would have been sending out tweets. I got a team trying to fix the lag right now. I got an update coming. I would have just, you know, I would have just been lying to the whole community. Like this new map pack is coming out. I'd have been like, address the hot fix with lag. Then everybody would be like, oh, they're going to fix lag, and then buy the map packs. You know how many people aren't buying the map packs just because of the lag?
There's a lot of dudes, man.
You know what I'm saying? And if you say we're addressing lag, you know how many people would be like, hell yeah, let me buy this map pack and play in a lag-free game.
Oh, yeah, Machinima having a live stream right now.
I don't really...
Who cares about Machinima?
I'm just going through the YouTube channel right now.
I guess we're stupid, though. Yeah,
I'm about to go on Google and look up all the map packs.
Yeah, I mean, in general, though, like, not just with Call of Duty. I wonder with all them games, like, how many of these developers, when they put out these patches... And in these notes, I wonder how much of that is really a placebo, and they just say, fuck it, like, we'll tell them we fixed. Like, that FAMAS, Black Ops 1, they said they patched that shit. That was this. They made the gun better after they patched it.
I was about to say, they made it better.
Yeah, that feels like they said the same thing with the AK-74U. They said the same thing. That shit was fire after the damn patch. I love that little ass gun. After the patch? Oh my god.
Man,
dude,
we got another caller with a great question, though. Here he comes right now.
Bring him in.
I just got a
go ahead. This is Grown Man Gaming. What's your name, homie?
What up?
My name's Lenny.
What's up, Lenny?
I love your video, guys. Great stuff, man. It keeps me entertained every day. Now, I have a question that I don't understand Vonderhaar. This man, I know he gets a lot of complaints from us every single day. How hard is it to fix a simple thing as lag? I'll give you $50. Fix the lag for me, please. You gave me the Jeffrey. I bought the Harden edition. You're telling me it's the greatest game of all time, and you give me Modern Warfare 3 with a new paint. It's ridiculous.
Who want to handle that one?
Y'all play
he
the
said,
hard
I don't think.
Yo, check it out. Let me tell you what it is, man. Like I said, we're talking about earlier. Call of Duty has already branded the name. You dig? So it doesn't matter. They're never going to fix the lag. They're using an old-ass engine. You know what I'm saying? People are going to buy it because it's Call of Duty. And I guarantee you, people are going to buy the map packs just like they bought these microtransactions. How many motherfuckers you see run around with fucking graffiti camo, baking camo up in that motherfucker? Because
you don't see them on PS3 because we gotta wait longer, so that ain't
happening. Yeah, I ain't seen it yet.
Right, but I play it on Xbox. But what I'm saying is the name is branded. You dig? I mean, they're not gonna fix anything.
Why would they? We're mindless sheep when the game comes
out.
Why
would they fix it?
We pick it up. We know the lag issues are gonna be there.
Alright, what you got, Jeff?
Can I say something? You know how smart these guys at Treyarch are, geniuses,
of
right?
Course.
A map pack costs about $15, and to buy points, you have to spend about $20. You know, you could buy like 10 and then 5, but other people don't know that. The people who don't know will buy $20, and then they will have $5 left over, and then they release these camos, and then you got leftover money that you didn't spend, and you're like, you know what? Let me just get it anyway. I got $5 on here anyway. Because
I bought a $20
car. Exactly. Just to waste the rest of the money. That's genius.
I didn't even think about that. That's the exact reason I have the camos that I have. I didn't even
Then they get it with $20 worth of camo when you only got $5 left, and you go fiending out like a crackhead and go get that another $20 card.
You talk about these cats being geniuses. Yo, dig this. How many of your homies or your boys, obviously you play on PS3, your Xbox Live people out there, how many of your boys are like, yo, look at these new kicks I just got my avatar. They spent money on that shit, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
PS3 players, we grimy. On PS3, we ain't spending money. We're going to get somebody that was dumb enough to buy that pass, and we're going to just use their name.
I'll do you one better, though. They're not going to fix it because this is what they'll do in place of that. First of all, they had these builds. So let's say before the game come out, let's say 2 months. Let's say 6 to 8 weeks before the game drop, they always had these big-ass conventions. They invite all these big guys. They invite people all over the world from Germany, blah, blah, blah. They go out there. They play the game. Then they come back to us, and they tell us how the game was. They stream it. They stream it without lag. Because if you go watch the streams from Black Ops 2 before the game drop, no lag. No bad
Go watch an old T-Mar vid. There was no lag when he was playing.
So they don't have to fix lag because they can say, you know, we don't see what you're talking about. They do. Madden's good for that shit. And 2K, I mean, I talk to Carter all the time. That's my man. He said when he went to San Fran to play 2K and they got back when that real game came out, that wasn't the same game. Madden's good for that. Bad servers on Madden 2.
Wasn't they playing on LAN connections on Black Ops 2?
Yeah, they were playing on LAN. I mean, they won't try to admit that, but then also, like, the spawns, when we watched the spawn, when we watched that game, the spawns was not like that. And then you get the game, you know what I'm saying, and you see, like, what's going on here. You know what I mean? Then they took Marathon Pro out. Yeah, that's what I said.
Was that live streamed or was that edited down to a video?
No, it was live streamed. I mean, it was like the 2 and 3 hour live stream.
Yeah. I remember you talking about that. That was dropping on the website, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, these developers at the end of the day, they like, because I fix computers and stuff. So I got to really work with a lot and deal with a lot of tech nerds that like do a little stupid shit. Like, so don't make it so that everybody on the network has to change their password every 30 days or every 14 days. Like, who? And then you can't use your last 7 passwords. They're so in control of everything. So when you try to deal with people like that, that's what these developers are. You can't tell them shit. They're going to do stuff the way they want to do it at the end of the day. And we got to sit back because that's their shit now. So they're in high school, you know what I'm saying? And they coach, and we all players. You know what I'm saying? That's how they run their game.
They sold 100 million copies.
So they get
it in the game. One thing I got to say is Black Ops 1, as bad as I think that game was, I think it was so boring and bad. Why is that connection so much better than Black Ops 2?
It's way better, and it wasn't good at the time. Yo, that's what's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, if you go back to Modern Warfare 3 now, it's a better connection than Black Ops 2 ever is going to be.
Modern Warfare 3's connection is so good right now. It's better than Black Ops 1 and 2 combined. Like,
And it's a shame that it has to go past its prime in order for the game to actually be any good.
You can play Call of Duty 4, War.War right now. If you can get into a lobby, you might get 2 bars, but that shit will be crispy. What's your comment, brother?
So I'm over here looking at the map pack, watching the little white dude over here talking about how it's going to be. And he over here telling us about the little new maps. He's going to have Magma, some little high-rise skyscraper. He said it's going to be better. You can switch out your guns more faster and stuff. And they got people over here with the comments talking about, I bet they're going to save it up and have some third-party stuff. It's going to be great. They even got GameStop over here looking like they into it.
Oh, no, this map pack is ridiculous. They're giving you a map that's on zombies right now, and they just polished it up.
Yeah, it's called Mobile of the Dead. What is this?
I ain't play zombies at all.
Oh, no.
No gun. There's not a gun.
Zombies is ass.
It's not even a game anymore. That shouldn't even be included. How about you fix the lag? Take zombies out. I don't need it.
I would love them.
Take features out and fix the lag. Take away goddamn custom camo.
Listen to this.
Go ahead.
How about sell me only multiplayer, right? Only multiplayer. I don't care about campaign or zombies. Sell me only multiplayer and cater to the connection for these people who only want to play multiplayer, like me.
I think that would be like 90% of the population there, Josh, for real.
Wouldn't that be a great idea? Only multiplayer, and then produce half of the, you spend 30 extra bucks or whatever. I'm a grown man gaming. I'll pay 60 bucks for only multiplayer.
I will. They
got me for 80, so 60's fine.
Hey, shit! I paid double to get the game early. Hell yeah! Sell me a server like Battlefield.
Give us
servers for a monthly fee. I will gladly pay for a monthly server for my own server for my own good connection. I could kick people out for camping. And I will pay for that.
For the prices that you're paying to get it early. It'd make more sense to get dedicated servers. You're paying $200, $300 a copy? Give me for 100 of that. Give me a dedicated server. I'll be happy.
Make it a service. I will fucking pay it. Make it $5 a month or something like that for dedicated server connections or you know what I mean, special servers, because I know they said it's expensive for everybody to have it. So make people pay. Put it in certain places. I will pay for that shit because I can't. This connection. This, like,
premium
that's
lobby.
Just,
that's a great
that,
idea too.
Premium
that's,
lobby.
You can't
afford
me,
it.
Bro.
You get a premium
man.
Lobby, $20 a month.
There you go, premium. Not too much.
Yo,
I'm about to
grow,
guys.
You don't
want to
give them too many ideas. You're going to get more of our money.
I'm about to go, people.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling, bro.
Geez,
great talking to you, guys.
No problem, man. Thanks. Nice talking to y'all. All
right, bro.
Hey,
peace,
Josh.
Peace. All right.
Yo, this show flew. God damn. We had less than 10 minutes.
These
man.
Matt passes this time around. It's ridiculous.
Hell yeah. Nah, but it went down. We had. I like the callers and shit, man. They keep this shit flowing way easier, like way quicker. We only went through two topics? Three?
No, I don't even think we got through two. We got like through one and a half for real.
One and a half. All right, so while we here, we in our last couple minutes, we might as well hit the buyer sell segment. You wanted to do, and then I think we should do Injustice. You want to do Injustice?
How about we just do both? Because I think the
right.
and that one's important.
All right, so let's start with you, Mike. Buyer sell, Injustice, Gods Among Us being worth $60, and Walking Dead being worth $60.
Let me think. Well, Walking Dead, man, I don't know. That shit sounds like a snooze fest to me, yo. So, yeah, I definitely would not pay $60 for Walking Dead. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. The other one, I don't really know too much about the game. I mean, if it's a fighting game, if there's a multiplayer aspect, I mean, the characters are straight. I mean, I don't know. It could be worth it. If I'd have to check out if there's a demo first. There's a demo. That'd probably be a better way to kind of. There is? All right. Well,
it might be a PS3 exclusive. Let me see. I'll check. I'm going to check right now while you're doing that.
No, I'll go ahead with my buyer sells part two then. With the Walking Dead.
We can talk more about the game.
I'm going to go with buy just because the original Walking Dead game, I think Telltale Game Studios made that. That game won Game of the Year last year, and I'm in the middle of playing it now, and it's fucking awesome. But all the reviews I'm reading about the new Walking Dead game is that it's ass. So I'm gonna go with buy on that game just because of it won Game of the Year for the original one. And you know what I'm saying? I like that type of shit. As far as
you, so you're gonna root for the underdog.
Oh, I always root for the underdog. I got to. But the Injustice though, the Injustice got God of War. I'm gonna go with definitely buy on that just based on that little trailer you let me see that video on, Chase, because that game looked like it was fucking sick for real.
Okay, all right, so I'm gonna give y'all mine. Then we'll have like 5 minutes to talk about the game. I'm Buyer Sell Walking Dead for me. I'm gonna say sell only because of the $60 price tag and the review. Now, if it had a $40, see, I would buy a lot more games if some of them were only $40, because like $39.99 sounds a lot more reasonable.
Well, let me stop you there, Chase. I believe Walking Dead is a $39 game, because the original Walking Dead was a $39 game.
I'm about to grab it then. So
yeah,
I'm bad at, but
I
mean,
I'm not positive on that though.
See, that's some shit I would make my girl play so she could scream and holler because she can get scared. Like, I'll bat it to have fun with people. I wouldn't just bat that because I wanted it as part of my collection. Like, that's not in my radar. Like, I'm waiting on this. So I'm gonna say bad. Now, the Injustice Gods Among Us is a PS3 exclusive. Sorry, fellas.
Oh.
It looks
oh,
a lot
God
like
damn.
Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, and it's a DC Universe set of characters, so they got Batman, Joker, they got Flash and all this, but the trailer looks sick. I'm gonna go ahead and tweet this out. I need to tweet out more during the show anyway. The trailer was outrageous looking, and you know, but it once again, that $60 price tag,
for me, the way I justify games is replay value. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, like, definitely.
Like, I played Borderlands. When I played Borderlands 1, I played the shit out of that game, and even the second one, too. Now, some people, like, you know, they don't like games like that. I played that game like crazy, right? So fighting games like that usually have a lot of replay value. So, yeah, I would definitely buy it, but it's not for Xbox, so, you know, that sucks. But
right.
Now, Walking Dead, okay, again, you know, I wouldn't buy it. That's my, for me. Now, some of y'all out there might enjoy stuff like that, like Aaron digs it, right? You're going to pick it up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying for myself, I don't know, man. Like, damn, it just seems too slow-paced. And I want them to do that. I like to get in and play, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to have to sit there for like a half an hour to read some story and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to get in there and do it. And either shoot something or complete something. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's why I couldn't do that. Like, for a laid-back game, I will recommend for everybody to at least check it out. And I'm going to do a plug here. Is Tiger Woods.
Yeah, you might as well do your plug. Do your plugs now, bro. We got less than 5 minutes. Go.
Tiger,
go.
All right. All right. First plug. Well, I'll plug. Get Tiger Woods 2014. Get that shit. It's hot. But now my plug for me is, yo, my name's Mike, Grown Folks TV. Follow me on Twitter at Grown Folks TV 1, number 1. Yaush, definitely check out Yaush, the director of public relations and strategic marketing. Check Yaush out. They're hot. They're up on the rise. And definitely go and check out Elgato, elgato.com. For capture cards, when you go to the website and you're going to purchase, put in the promo code Yaush and you will get 15% off. Last plug, one of my closest friends, he's a YouTuber. Please check out his channel, T-O-K Longball. He's a dude from Virginia, hillbilly accent, but the dude is cooler than Ice Cube from the Arctic, you dig? So definitely check him out. And that's it.
That's it?
Yes,
God,
sir.
Damn. God damn. Did you give him the Yaush promotional code again? Give him the Yaush promotional code.
It's Yaush, damn it. Without the damage, just Yaush.
Right. You don't want to mess that up, but we got less than 2 minutes. Aaron, give them your YouTube. You got like 9 of them bitches. I don't know which one you're using now. I forget every week.
Yo, it's all good. It's my back hurts. And the number 2 at the end of it. I'll put, it's my back hurts. The A is a 4, and there's a Z at the end.
Okay, looks like we got one last call, and we can take that. The show won't end abruptly. So you want to.
No, it's the same. No, they just on hold, Chase. They just on hold.
Oh, okay. All right, well, it looks like that's going to be the end of the show. Thanks, everybody, for watching and calling. This is actually our most called show to date. So we'll be back again next Thursday, 7 o'clock.
Hey, definitely
will not
appreciate
be the last...
all the callers.
Yeah, this will not be the last time you hear from Mike, Aaron, or me. Patty will be back, so wish him luck. He's a little down right now, but that's it.
Hey, I want to say a special shout-out to all the callers. Thanks, Jive, for calling in. Thanks, I forget your names, but thanks to the other two callers for calling in. Man. I really appreciate those questions.
Yep. Got any last words, Mike? Say Yaush. You got to say Yaush before we leave, bro.
Yeah. Just real quick, I just want to thank both y'all for having me on the show. I really enjoyed the experience. I definitely want to come back on again. Yo, Chase, make sure to follow me on Twitter, homie. All right?
I got
yo,
you.
Yo, Aaron, thank you again, man. I had a lot of fun. And, again, whatever y'all need me help with, promoting this, let me know. That's what I do. I'm brand marketing. So hook me up on the under, and I'll help you guys out.
I got you.
Appreciate that, homie.
All right, bro.
All right. Thank y'all.
All right, we out.
Hey,
all right, y'all.
Yeah, no problem. Peace.